This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Steve Zabin, Nick Ashew in for the guys. We've already established that I'm the only person here, Zabe, that I think wants to trade for Max Crosby. But I'll do it. I don't care. I will do. You know what? If Chris Russell can make an entire career out of being a crazy person, I think I can do that every once in a while. I'll be fine. It'll work.
I love the fact that I found out about Rooster's utter fear of city construction cranes.
Oh, my God.
His absolute panic-inducing paranoia. So when I came across a video of a construction crane in, like, Manhattan that was swinging around because of high winds, it was doing, like, swinging around.
Yeah.
I sent this to Russell going, here's some nightmare fuel for you, buddy. I just want him further awake at night, staring at his ceiling going, oh, my God, oh, my God.
It is. And listen, then you see the videos and you go, oh, wait, I get it. I understand why you would look at these giant cranes and be a little worried at times, but
they do collapse.
It is. It does exist.
From time to time.
There are a lot of things that do happen.
But of all the things, Russell, that are easily, or no, Russell, I called you Russell. Of all the things, Nick, that are easily avoidable, wouldn't those be easily avoidable? Like, there's only two or three at any one time in a given massive city. Just don't go near them.
But you are thinking from a logical standpoint. Chris Russell does not think from a logical standpoint.
Were there a lot of cranes down here that he was having to drive around and under and by that gave him this phobia?
So when he and I were doing overtime for that extended period of time after I left the previous 980 with you, all of these buildings that you see outside of our building here were being constructed by very large cranes. Okay. So he was very close to his fear. You know, if you have a fear of heights and somebody's leaning you over the edge or hanging you over like Michael Jackson and a baby, you're going to be a little bit worried all the time. He was worried all the time.
Yeah.
So that's how it goes. So it is what it is. So listen, look, don't get me wrong. This Commanders team has a million things that they have to do. I think we understand that. Like, this game coming up on Sunday with the Eagles resting their starters, which is a whole other situation there alone. But like, I didn't come into this year expecting this team to win 12 games like last year, but I expected it to be better than this utter disaster, this dumpster fire, this, as Doc would say, throwing up all over themselves type of situation here. But the reality is, what happened with the Commanders this year is it exposed all of the problems that were masked last year. That 12 wins, staying relatively healthy by football standards, all of that made you go, oh man, maybe this is going to turn around real quick. And we were all so scarred and, you know, came out of this really dysfunctional relationship where everybody's just expecting everything to fail. And then you get into this new relationship with Josh Harris and Magic Johnson and Dan Quinn, and you're going, oh, 12 wins, Adam Peters, this guy's a genius.
Yeah.
So you're just expecting everything to continue along. And then a 3-2 start. Team looks a little bit vulnerable, but you think, okay, they'll come back down to earth a little bit. And then the bottom dropped out. And everything, and you go, oh, they have no depth. They got no talent. There are so many things that this team has to do. I understand that it's not going to take, like, anybody that thinks that I'm saying this because it's like, hey, this is one player that they, and that's going to be it. No, they need a lot. But they also need difference makers on a defense. It was a massive liability. Massive liability for this team. Now, are they going to probably change defensive coordinators this offseason? I think there's a good chance that Joe Witt Jr. is not back. But to get Max Crosby in his prime and a guy that is a feared pass rusher with a fresh start on a new team that has a whole different culture, which, by the way, players actually want to play for the Commanders now. They want to come to Washington.
Who?
Not for an extra payday.
How do you know this?
This is a these are reports that are out there from players.
Okay.
The internet has spoken, Zabe, and now when the internet speaks, it is always truth. You know that. Unless it's AI, but that also makes it truth.
But, I think the stigma is definitely less. But these players in the NFL, Nick, they want to go where the money is.
Sure.
Like there were guys
Max
that signed,
already gotten paid.
I know. There were guys that signed last offseason with teams where you go, what? And then you realize it's the most money. People sign with the Jets knowingly, knowing it's like jumping into a open volcano.
But that is how the Commanders, well, when they were the Redskins, that's how it used to be.
Yeah.
So it's changed a lot from that. But
Eric, God bless spotrack.com. I know you know of that website.
Very much so.
Great work.
Very much so.
They have a handy dandy, easy to read if you are mentally challenged like I am, grid, a little grid of future Commanders draft picks, and you can see the ones that are grayed out.
Yep.
Those are the ones that are gone.
Yep.
And then
I
you see it. The and then you see the logos, our lovely taco holder, showing which picks they have coming up.
I see no round two and I see no round four.
So two and four are gone coming up this spring, but next year, 7-7. So we're back to fully clean starting next year.
Mm-hmm.
They also, I forgot, got a sixth-round coupon back for B-Rob to the Niners. So that plugged a hole in what would have been another gap next, you know, this coming draft. They would have been out without a 2, a 4, and a 6, but they got the 6th back for the Robinson trade. So there's that. You're willing to dip into 27 and 28, including near the top, for Max Crosby.
Yes.
And I'm not saying you're wrong.
You could tell me I'm wrong. It won't hurt my feelings.
Listen, nobody knows if you're right or wrong until the games play out, and we'll see. I'm just saying I would be queasy about that. But that's the tough thing. So I got to ask you a question because, you know, when last year the Commanders were winning, what was it, 6 games on the last play of the game?
Oh.
Was that the number 6?
Oh, yeah. They had a
they had 6 wins on the last play, right?
Yep.
Okay. Was anyone in the mix in the ecosystem of 106.7 or 980 that was saying firmly, yeah, it's great, but this is all fool's gold? Was anyone on that square? Because it's such a lonely, such an unpopular square to be on. Nobody wants to be around that guy. He's the guy at the party that you say, oh, that guy's a Todd. Stay away from him.
Ben, you might be able to answer that question better than me, only because I was doing the national show then, and I...
You're on BetQL.
And I can remember my show was more of, I am so happy my team is winning, and that's all I really care about, and they're a national topic for a change.
Was anyone here, any of the junks, Grant or Danny, B. Mitch or JP, or Sheehan, or Doc, or anybody, or Russell, was anyone going,
Russell yeah. might have. That would be a Russell move.
Listen, guys.
Everybody's talking about this.
Do I want that to be good? Of course I do.
Can you preface the question more?
Was anybody last year saying, you know, this is just dumb luck? We're not that good.
Not to my knowledge,
okay.
No.
Fair enough. And guess what? That is to be expected. And so what was done, which was to go ahead and make a couple trades that obviously Peters thought would make a difference. A couple did, a couple didn't. And then to go ahead and say, we're going to extend some of the older dudes. Some of the guys played up to the modest extensions that they were worth, right? Before they got hurt, like Ertz. But, you know, Wagner and even Miller, I mean, not bad. But it was almost like, you got for the next 2 years, 2026, Nick, and 2027, you can choose one of those years to be your year again, which one do you want to choose? And they chose 26. And that makes me feel like 27, logically, will again not be that kind of a year because you've got to start building somewhere. Is that too fatalistic? Everyone says, oh, what are you talking about? Things can turn around in 1 year. Look at the Patriots. Look at the Bears last year. Okay, those are fair examples. They both changed coaches, oh, by the way.
Right.
And I believe they both had full draft compliments, oh, by the way.
The Patriots were also, the Patriots and Bears, and definitely the Patriots, were very aggressive.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Of this past offseason.
In terms of acquiring guys.
In terms of acquiring guys outside of just the draft.
Now, by the way, the Bears bought Sweat from us, so there's that.
Yeah.
So, and I think he's been okay, but not worth what they paid.
Here's the thing with that. Like, we've obviously seen the biggest extremes. We've seen the go out and spend all the money you have in free agency and it not work out. And I get it. Like, I'm scarred as much as anybody else. But you can do things where you can be aggressive in the trade market, yet still use draft picks in hopes that that player pans out, obviously, because you never know. You don't know for sure. We thought, again, I used Chase Young as a great example. Thought that guy was going to be the next great pass rusher
so
in the NFL.
So did I.
And I was right there because the conversation, and I will never forget, it was when I was doing DC Sports Live on NBC Sports Washington, RIP, and Wes Hall, my co-host at the time, was adamant that they trade down and have more picks. And I said, no, Chase Young is going to be the. This guy will translate to the NFL. And I was wrong, and I'm willing to admit when I was wrong. But you don't know for sure that just because you have a high draft pick doesn't mean that that guy that fills whatever the need is, quarterback, definitely quarterback, edge rusher, left tackle, whatever it is, doesn't guarantee everything. I know that Max Crosby can dominate in the NFL. And I know this team needs somebody that can do what Max Crosby does. That's why I look at this and say, is it worth this year's first-round pick? Absolutely. Does it make people a little uncomfortable when you talk about next year's first-round pick? It does, but if this team also then uses the quality free agents, but not the high-end free agents that are available this offseason, and uses some of that cap space and is able to make some improvements this year and is aggressive, that first-round pick next year isn't going to be a top-10 pick.
Oh.
So it doesn't have the same value as everybody looking at it as a top five, top six. They can't go lower than seven if they, you know, depending on what happens against the Eagles. So the value of that first round pick next year isn't as high.
You're now now using draft position math, which is dangerously close to girl math.
I was just about to say that is my version of girl math. My wife and I just had a girl math conversation the other day about Christmas decorations, and I translated over into the NFL draft and where those draft picks are.
Your argument of, oh, that's going to be like a 28th overall pick. We're going to be awesome next year.
It could be, which guarantees
girl
nothing.
Math, guy math, draft math.
Yeah. Look, I understand.
I'm willing to read your pamphlet or your brochure if you have one on, so you've decided to trade for Max Crosby. I want to see the full plan Terms and limitations, restrictions apply, fees and other charges included. So I want you to lay out for me, first trade for Crosby, give up X and Y, and then do B, C, D. And then I'll read the whole pamphlet, okay, and I will give it consideration.
I will go to Grok, and I will have Grok help me make this trade for you.
It, you know, it will.
It will work. It just won't know a lot of the history, of course. We've learned that.
Do you use that stuff? Do you use other AI agents?
I am a massive AI user.
Oh, yeah. Which ones do you use?
ChatGPT, Gemini. I use some editing software for my small production company that I have
now.
What do you
subscribe to? What do you pay for?
Well, StreamYard as well.
No, in terms of AI. What AI do you pay for? Do you use free chat?
No, I pay for ChatGPT.
Okay, what's that per month?
It's so worth it. I do the $20 a month.
$20 a month, okay.
Yeah, it's absolutely worth it.
Don't forget about Shopity.
Shopity?
I know. Don't you use that for Locked On? You ever use that one?
No, I don't use that actually for the Locked On.
It's one of those like AI clip cutter things.
Chopity. I thought you said Shopity. I was like, Chopity. Yeah, Chopity is a great. That's why. So I use Opus Clip, but that's for like my own personal business that I have now. And then it's Chopity is something through the Locked On Podcast Network. But yeah, it takes long form stuff and cuts it down to short clips and means I don't have to edit any video, which is great. So I'll do that.
By the way, we should be promoting the fact that young Ben does Locked On Wizards.
He does.
And I know it's nothing, it's a side hustle from what this company does, but it's okay to mention it because he covers the local team assiduously as a member of the Locked On Network. And at some point today, Ben, we could talk about, are the Wizards going to grow wings and fly their way out of the bottom eight by the end of the year? Are you at all worried about that?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
That team is very much in, we are going to make sure we have our draft pick in this upcoming draft. There is no question. When you talk about draft picks in the NBA, this draft coming in, it's loaded, Steve.
I know it is. But here's the thing. You can say the team is committed to that. What if the players go rogue?
Players aren't. There is a difference between teams tanking and players tanking.
I know, but my point is, if the team is committed to tanking, but the young guys go rogue and start to spread their wings, how will you clip their wings? How will you stop them?
Well, they may accidentally have some hamstring injuries that means they need to sit out for a week or two, so you're going lower down the depth chart. Oh, no. Oh, Trey Johnson, we're going to probably have to sit him for a while. His knee's been barking at him for quite a bit.
I would assume at some point, young Ben, they would, if they felt like they had to clip some wings on the wins, you just go ahead and you pawn off McCollum and Middleton for some cap space, do one of these actuarial trades where you're getting nothing in return but a spreadsheet balance. That clips the wings a little bit right there.
Yeah, that'll end up happening with McCollum. I think Middleton gets bought out.
Okay. Yeah, so either way, so then you throw more minutes to the young guys. And you're just assuming they're going to play like young guys.
And they might play hard. They might cover. But that doesn't mean that they're going to actually win the game.
I know this. When they started 1-13.
Yeah.
And then they were 3-20 at one point.
Yep. Yeah.
You're sitting there going, I think the Sixers record for 7-75, whatever the number
9-73.
9-73.
Yeah, 9-73.
I was like, 9-73 is in play.
Yeah.
And I'd be here for that.
Yeah. Listen, go full tank mode. Here's the thing, though. In the NFL, when you tank, you know you're getting the number one pick. In the NBA, it's getting harder and harder to do it.
Well, and now they're talking about changing it. You saw that slate of news stories last week with Silver around Christmas about, we need to rethink how the draft is done.
And this is why I keep saying, everybody blames the NBA for tanking. How about the NFL? You know what draft pick you're going to get. All right, this is another reason why I'm all in on Max Crosby. 800-636-1067. Should the Commanders be aggressive in the trade market this offseason? It doesn't have to be Max Crosby. And you can tell me I'm crazy. And you're on. Well, Zabe hasn't actually been out on it yet. He's just waiting to hear a little bit more of the data. 800-636-1067. Should the Commanders be aggressive this offseason in the trade market? Or are you all in on draft picks, cap space, free agency? What direction does this team need to go? Oh, yeah, because they also play the Eagles on Sunday. Zabe, Nick Ashew, in for the guys here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.